This is Twit.
And sadly, the first thing is the death of Paul Allen, which kind of came out of the blue. I remember, you know, I worked for Paul Allen. Briefly.
Oh, yeah,
he owned Tech TV.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Never invited me to the yacht.
So my suspicion with him is that this had happened actually some time ago. And remember, there was an announcement about a month ago that he was being treated for cancer. And of course, you hear that and you think, well, this just happened. But I now think that maybe they understood that he was going to pass.
Right.
And they felt like they had to come out and say something.
So he left Microsoft abruptly in 82. He was one of the founders of Microsoft, high school friend of Bill Gates.
Right.
And Bill was at Harvard and with Ballmer, Steve Ballmer. And they read about the MITS Altair computer, and Bill says, we got to go write a BASIC for it. Paul Allen's still back home in Seattle, right? Do you know the Genesis story? I think he is.
That's correct. Yeah.
And then, but Bill and comes rushing out. They work on a BASIC. They bring it down to Albuquerque where MITS Altair is. Mm-hmm. Show it to them. It's picked up, and they form a company which starts in Albuquerque, eventually migrates to Seattle.
That's right. So MIPS and Microsoft started. We're both on Central Ave in Albuquerque, which is one of the biggest dumps in the world even today. And
it was a storefront,
a strip mall.
Yeah,
it was a strip mall.
And then so now they unfortunately in 82, Paul gets sick. He gets Hodgkin's disease, which is cancer, and retires abruptly. Taking a fairly big chunk of stock with him.
I actually, thinking about that again, it occurred to me that his story parallels that of Steve Wozniak a little bit, right? So Steve had gotten into an airplane crash, I think it was, or a helicopter crash.
Right.
And he was gone for some time. And he did come back for a little while, but he sort of realized, this isn't the same place anymore, and I'm not really super excited about this right now. And he also, he kicked around a little bit, but he pretty much left as well, right?
Yep. I didn't start covering Microsoft till 1984, so he was gone when I started. Like, I knew who he was, but I never really interacted much with him. So,
he was
except once.
Oh, you want to tell us about that?
Well, I told the story at Cloud Camp, but so I was at a party in Seattle once. I think it was an Adobe party, and it was this huge party. I was up on the balcony, and I looked next to me, and it was Paul Allen. And I'm like, it's Paul Allen. So I went over. I'm like, hi, I'm Mary Jo Foley. And he just walked away.
Wow.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Mary Jo has that effect on a lot of people from Microsoft.
My experience of him, because, of course, as owner of Tech TV, we would see him from time to time, is that he was a very shy guy.
And
He may have just been, shy and not shunning you, but just,
I think he was shunning her. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
No, he didn't like hanging out with people. Although, except for the yachts later in life and the supermodels and stuff, but
According to
but you have a brush with death and you realize what's important.
I get it. I think that's absolutely true. You know? Paul gets it because he has a brush with death every time he looks in the mirror. Paul Allen was actually a programmer. He had a 1600. I'm reading the Wikipedia biography. 1600 SAT. Went to Washington State. But dropped out like Bill Gates did to go to Boston and work for Honeywell. And it was he who, according to Wikipedia, convinced Bill to leave Harvard to create Microsoft.
Yeah, he had found the Byte magazine or whatever it was, a popular computing, popular mechanics maybe, I guess, back then, popular science, whatever the magazine was, that had this computer on the cover and said, we have to go do this.
Yeah, if you've seen the Triumph of the Nerds, the great history of Silicon Valley, he comes running into Bill's dorm room with the magazine, says, Bill, get up. We got to write a BASIC for this.
I need a yacht.
apparently, Alan Gates reportedly asked Alan to give him. He left in 82 after receiving the Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. Gates reportedly asked Allen to give him some of his shares, Microsoft shares, to compensate for the higher amount of work being performed by Gates. According to Allen, Gates said since he did almost everything on BASIC, the company should be split 60-40. Paul Allen agreed. Gates later, this is Bill Gates in a nutshell, later attempted to make it 64-36. A year later, after Allen left, he tried to buy him out at $5 a share, but Allen wisely refused and left the company intact with his 40% of Microsoft. At his death, he was worth about $20 billion. He was quite a philanthropist. If you've ever been to the Experience Music Project, or now MoPop in Seattle, beautiful Frank Gehry designed museum. He was a Jimi Hendrix fan, so there's a Hendrix museum, but the MoPop is all about the history of rock and roll, and it's just a fantastic museum.
Yeah.
He gave more than $2 billion to charities through the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation, and eventually signed Bill Gates' giving pledge in 2010, the pledge that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett put together to get tech billionaires to donate, promising to give at least half of his fortune to philanthropic causes. And he's quite beloved, I know, in Seattle. So it's,
well, he bought the Seahawks. He bought the Portland Trail Blazers.
That's right. Yeah.
And he, you know,
he revitalized that whole area of Seattle.
Lake Union. If you go to where Amazon is now, he's responsible for that whole development in Seattle. So he's like a total rock star in Seattle.
Yep.
But one of those people who walked around Seattle and nobody really knew who he was.
Yeah.
So
he was very unassuming. I remember, you know, when I met him, he was at a Tech TV party. He was wearing a baseball jacket and just kind of standing there, kind of alone. He had a yacht, quite famously, that had a recording studio in it with a full-time engineer, because he loved to play music. He was a rock and roll guitarist, and it was there in case he ever wanted to go down and record. It also had a submarine in it, that because he was an avid diver, but he didn't like jumping into the water, so he. He got, the story was, and I don't know how apocryphal this is, but it was told by managers at Tech TV to me, managers who'd visited the yacht, that he built the submarine so he could just emerge gently into the water when he wanted to dive. So, yeah, he did. I mean,
he was an amazing guitar player, by the way. If you ever look up clips of him on YouTube or anything, he wasn't just like good. He was professional quality.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah. Yeah, kind of a neat story. And idolized Jimi Hendrix. He gave a significant amount of money, I think $30 million, to build the SETI alien telescope array in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Funded a census of the elephant population in Africa for $7 million. He was really quite generous with his with his money. Mm-hmm. His sister, I remember, ran most of the business, Vulcan Ventures.
Yeah.
That's how we became part of
it. Let's not forget Cinerama.
Right, Cinerama.
That amazing single screen theater in Seattle, which he restored just because he loved it, and he grew up watching movies there. And they never made a dime, but it's still running today.
That's neat, So he will be certainly missed. He died of a resurgence of the cancer. You know, oddly, he retired from a Microsoft because of Hodgkin's lymphoma, and passed away of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But he was in remission for most of that time, from 82 till recently. Yeah. So, absolutely. Unfortunately, I think that a lot of newcomers to Microsoft and Windows don't remember, but he a huge part in the founding of Microsoft.
Yep.